day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I am the Bell. Is it? Are we really? Is this for real?
Yes.
Is this the rehearsing?
What?
Are we
just messed up our intro. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. No, we didn't even have to start the show. In our intro, we got distracted. Oh my gosh. I have to ding you during the... It's so weird not seeing your face. Oh my gosh. It's so weird during the show not seeing your face.
I know, but you know what? I was so disappointed because my computer doesn't work, so that I can't do Snapchat face. That was the reason I wanted to do
it. Oh my gosh, we discovered Snapcam recently for our computers, and she absolutely loved it. And she every time she talks to me, she has to put the Snapcam filter.
Exactly.
Who uses Snapcam filter on their computer? Let me know in the chat room. Let me see. Okay, so there are people in the chat room. Mike Lawson's there. Hi, Mike Lawson.
Hello, Mike.
We have Megzook is there. We have Toppy Smelly. We have Archer. Archer was on before. Hi, Archer.
Oh, and Archer is our Archer Radio, right?
Yes.
Hi, Archer Radio.
We also have Egong from Singapore. Singapore. It's really early in Singapore.
That's your neighbor.
Oh, speaking of neighbor, you know, I'm so sad. I have to tell a story. Wait, that's so sad. I think I need echo. No, actually, I did sound voice change, not echo.
This is voice change.
I thought I was using voice control. You know why it's sad or not? Do you know why it's sad?
Oh, why sad?
It's sad because I'm supposed to be in Malaysia right now.
But you know what though? Let me tell you something.
What?
Are you ready?
What?
Well, you made it to my baby shower, so.
That is true. That is
so important.
That's number one importance. And number two importance, I'm here for the enjoyment of the Pride 48 community.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is our third Pride.
Wait, I don't think it's the third. We've been doing this for so many years. Okay. Wait. Do you want to announce to the group the big announcement?
My big announcement?
You make a big announcement, but which song should I play? Which music should I play? Fanfare?
Yeah, fanfare is the one.
Do you
one,
want
right?
to say it and then I fanfare you, or do you want me to fanfare it and then wait? Should we say? Maybe we should do this for those who are not listening to the show regularly, uh-huh. right? I mean, they may know that our show is back, so let's do this. So, wait, what?
Go ahead.
What is the word of the bell to bell? The word of the bell is fanfare. Can you please tell us in the chat room, what is the word of the bell? What does the word of the bell mean? But why don't you make a sentence for us? Can you make a sentence with the word fanfare?
That is challenging, right?
Do it.
Sentences. Gosh, I haven't done it for a long time.
Come on.
Yay. Let's play fanfare.
Okay, so there's
the worst one.
There, oh my gosh, there are so many good guesses in there. Oh, so cute. Oh, Nessa, Nessa's here. Nessa's here. Say hi to Nessa. Hi, Nessa. And let's see. Okay, we have one that the fanfare is what Mike guessed, and also Doc Stone says funfetti.
Funfetti. What is funfetti?
I was just gonna say that would be too hard. Can you please make a
funfetti?
Wait, why did you just make a sentence out of the word funfetti? Funfetti. Funfetti, yeah.
Funfetti? When you eat your food, you will hear funfetti.
Oh, Lauren said that. Lauren said the same thing. Funfetti. Yeah, it is. Actually, it's like a cake, like a confetti cake, you know? Like where you put
the little... So I was right.
You were correct. You were correct.
Yay. So I learned the point.
So, So, after all the dings, after all the distraction, do you want me to play the funfare? Fanfare is collect. So
yes,
I'm perpetuating the stereotype of not being able to say Alan. Do you want me to play funfare before or after your announcement?
So funfare is funfare, right?
It's fanfare.
No, it's fanfare. What are you talking about? It's fanfare in English. I'm so certain, fanfare.
It's not fanfare, it's fanfare.
No, fanfare. It's fanfare is not the word.
Not funfare. It's not funfare.
Fanfare.
It's fanfare. Fanfare.
Fanfare.
It's not spelled with an L, it's spelled with an R.
Oh my gosh, how many years have you been here?
I thought you knew. F-A-N-F-A-R-E.
No. Fanfare is a word. For real.
It's a word in your head. It's a word in your head.
It's in the dictionary.
Oh, it's fun. It's fanfare.
Oh, fanfare.
Okay. Wait, I do have my heels with me right now.
Oh, you do?
Ah, yeah.
You showed it yesterday.
I know, I showed it. Okay, wait. Before we get into yesterday, we have to talk about your announcement, right?
Yes.
So if you guys have not been listening, we've come back, right? 2000 COVID-19?
2000
COVID-19 forced us to be able to do the show again. So those of you who listened would have known. Hey, no, we haven't posted the episode yet, have we? The big announcement, have we posted it yet? We have?
Yeah, long ago. Remember, the one episode was all about me, and then we talk about that.
Oh, wait, not one episode. Every episode is all about you.
What is it?
let's announce it to the whole Pride 48 family.
Okay.
Do you want to say it and then I play fanfare? Or do you want to say it after I play fanfare?
Probably.
It's very important, you know. You only have one time to make the announcement to the Pride 48 family. Yeah.
Which one is more like a queen kind of thing?
It would be fanfare, you announce, and then I'll put another one.
Okay, so please.
Okay. All right, hang on. Pride 48, are you ready? Here it comes.
Announcement. Okay, can we do that again? Wait, after fanfare, I should have just went.
Yes!
Yeah, something came across my mind. Do I need to say an announcement? But then I don't have my, assistant or, midget around, so I can't have them to
help
me.
Okay, let's do it again. That's how we stretch out the show to an hour.
Okay, let's do that again.
Let's do everything twice, and then the show would go off.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Oh, wait.
So you play, right? I am having baby.
Oh my god.
Wait. Wasn't it enough?
Well, I don't know if they heard. The who?
Maybe they didn't they thought I'm having something else, but maybe I should have said P word.
Yeah, say it. Say the P word.
P-word.
I think they got it. Everybody says congratulations.
Good. I don't have to say P word.
Yeah. Do you not like the P word?
Well, I like P word, but I thought P word is too high level.
Well, what? Oh, so pregnant is too high level. So it's like kind of
too
fancy.
Too formal. Having babies more personal, right? I mean, approachable.
They ask, is it puppies?
see, that's why I'm
no,
saying
no, no, no. They said P word. So the P word, that's the, is it puppies or penis?
P word, yes, pregnant.
Preggy.
Preggy, prego.
Pun pair. Like Zook said pun pair. Pampare.
Pampare, pampare. So everybody.
So yes, she's expecting.
And I'm expecting. And it's due in July the 31st. So she is kicking. Every time I record the show or talk to Deng.
Oh, she just moves. She really?
She moves. She
oh,
moves.
She's excited. She's excited. She's excited.
Yes, she knows that. So when daddy tried to touch her stomach, well, I mean, my stomach, but, yeah. You know, trying to feel it, she just stopped moving.
She doesn't. Whose stomach? Do you think?
Like don't touch yourself.
We can talk about that.
When I touch myself, he stopped moving. But when I don't touch myself and she's moving.
Ew!
So, she's stinker.
You touch yourself. Ew. Anyway.
Oh, you gotta touch yourself.
Oh, Kitchen Guy Mom is in here. Kitchen Guy Mom.
Hi, Jay. It was so nice to have you yesterday.
Okay, so do you want to talk about yesterday? So the fact that it's 2000 COVID-19, that I didn't get to go to Malaysia, I have to cancel my trip that I've been planning for a year. I would be in Malaysia right now. Actually, I would have left the country on Thursday, and I would not have been able to participate in Pride 48 and also your baby shower.
Exactly.
So I guess it's okay. Yeah, good.
Do you know why it happened, all this COVID thing?
What? Oh, what? Don't say that. Because you want me to be here for your baby shower.
Yes, exactly.
I could have done it in Malaysia. You know, we did it remotely.
Well, but you know, if you were there, then we probably do face to face. If it didn't happen, it's going to be in person.
But that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Actually, though, you know, to me, I truly, like, honestly, I was against it, like, virtual, you know, like a baby shower kind of thing. Because like, it's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it's called like a tech geek kind of thing, right? I'm like, you know, I want to meet people and then, like, you know, just be, you know, spend time with them, like, physically. Mm-hmm. Well, when I say spend time with physically, it sounds kind of naughty, but,
you know. Touching yourself.
Yeah, and I can touch myself.
You either spend time with other people, or you touch yourself, one of the two.
Exactly. And they in front of everybody, I can touch myself.
Yeah. So,
right. So I was like so disappointed. And then like a planning committee, poor thing, they, you know, it just started, right? Like a March. So I announced to my cousin, Catherine, you met. Mm-hmm. You know, and the family, like, that was like almost like February, right? Because we waited so long to let people know, you know, we did a struggle. So we were so afraid to tell something and something happened. So we waited. So finally we announced it. Then, you know, immediately Catherine was like, do you want me to have a shower for you? I was like, oh yeah, that'd be great. So that was at almost like February, mid-February, right? Or maybe the end of February. When is the Super Bowl? That was the day of the Super Bowl.
Okay, I don't... Oh, wait, we like the one that we won, you mean? Kansas City won?
Exactly. The we won one.
Actually, that was the first football game I've ever watched in my whole life.
Did you watch the game or do you watch
the boys? I watched the entire game. No, I watched the game. It's kind of hard to see. You don't really get to see that. Unlike baseball, sometimes you get to see the tight pants.
I know, right? Like big down there.
Oh my God. Not Josh. Josh, what is his name? Josh Groban.
Has big down there.
Yeah.
Even far away, it's very far view, I could see the you know,
the shape.
Oh, he's singing good boy.
Oh, he's like, what is this microphone in his pants?
Huh?
Why is this microphone in his pants?
No. He was holding it.
I know, but his down there looks like a microphone in his pants.
Yeah, it was, but you know, like kind of like Josh Groban, boom, like this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, come back.
Anyway, so, and then she said, okay, then that, you know, COVID-19 happened, and then like, oh, you know, I can't go outside, no, like social distancing, da 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 thing. Everything happened, and poor her. What are we gonna do? Should we postpone? Should we cancel it? Whatever. But they were like, okay, maybe how about like, you know, after your baby's born? And I said, you know, after that, I probably, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna survive. Baby. So I might be gone, right?
Actually, the party would probably be like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, then, so maybe I want everything done before so that I can mentally be ready, and then kind of like an order, right?
Yeah.
So then they back and forth. Then finally they said, how about let's just do virtual? I'm like, virtual? I'm like, I don't know if I want to do virtual, you know? So then my one request to them was, okay, let me ask John, Ding, if he can do this.
Yeah.
Then I'd love to do that. Okay. So then I text you. Hey, are you here? Yeah. I said, are you going to, you know, are you going back? And no, I will be here. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yes. And said, can you? Yes. Then I was like, okay, let's do this.
That's perfect. So it's another episode of Ding the Bell yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
For two and a half hours.
That was a condensed version of that. Then, oh my gosh, you rocked it. Everything.
Aww.
Was so fun. Everybody loved it. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, Ming King, yes, go Chiefs. Oh, by the way, I need to tell you, Lauren in the chat room says, then it's a baby bell. Do you know the cheese baby bell?
Baby bell?
Do you know the cheese, that round cheese baby bell? It's kind of like red wax, and then you peel open, and there's like a cheese, round cheese inside called baby bell.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, then it ruined the fun. Baby bell cheese. You know, like, okay, the, you know, there's a cheese like snack where you can, it's like round, and it's like it's covered up by wax, red wax, and then you peel it open, and there's a round, like a coin of cheese inside. Do you not know that? Okay. Anyway, because the baby, anyway, you have a baby, and so that's baby bell. So I thought it's cute, but you don't.
Oh, so cute! It is cute.
Yeah, you gotta. She's not in the chat room. She's too pregnant to get into the chat room.
So anyway, but you look like Asian Goldie Hawn. Wait, is it Goldie Hawn?
Whoopi Goldberg. How can you mix up Whoopi Goldberg and Goldie Hawn? No, yesterday, Kichi Guy Mom. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg. I there's a Snapcam filter that has this blue hair and the sunglasses that kind of slide down your nose, and I look like an Asian Whoopi Goldberg. So that was my dress up yesterday for the party the whole time.
Right, and then you remember I will post a picture with our show.
What show?
Was supposed to. Well, remember we took your pictures. I screenshot when we recorded.
Oh, yesterday?
Not yesterday, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Can you? Oh, I might have that. Maybe I can post it to the chat room.
Oh yeah. Because I sent it to. Yeah, you do. Because remember my mom? She's like, "Who is this creepy girl?" And I sent a picture. This is John. This is John.
I have to check to see.
I told her, but she's it's creepy girl.
Oh.
Yeah. It's funny, but you look really cute with it. And then I had a pink wig, and my James had a pink wig too. I didn't know the cam both would make it look like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we had at the peak time, did you know we had a 29, 30?
We had 30 people. Yeah, I did see that.
Yes. And then that was good. Well, I sent the invitation. Well, my team.
Your team.
My team sent the invitation. It was like a 53.
Wait. I can't say this. Hang on. Let me interrupt you. She always call it her show.
Yeah, I did that.
Instead of, oh, welcome to my show. Instead of baby shower, it's like a show.
Yeah, I know. Like, show, it's going to start in like 10 minutes. It was kind of show, wasn't it?
It was.
It was, and then like people are so impressed, like, you know, even Catherine and friend are like, I mean, you guys did so well. Like, how you guys could carry on the conversation and then like engaging everybody. Well, we do podcasts, though. We come from a
talking. Can you text me the Whoopi Goldberg picture? And then I'll post it in the chat room.
Okay, all right.
Oh, so Christian, okay, maybe I'll post my shoes. Maybe I should do it live. But I can't. I'll just post the... I'll post my shoes right now. Send me the Whoopi Goldberg picture, and then I'll post it in the chat room. Because she's too pregnant to post it there. But let me see if I can... Let me see if I can post the picture. But so you were pretty happy with your baby shower. So yesterday we did a baby shower for her, and it was all virtual, and we have about 30 people at one point. I mean, we have like 29 people for a long time though.
Yeah, and then I'm sending I'm sending like a decoration, one of the decoration picture too, so people could see, just for Pride 48 people. Friends, did you get?
I did.
I sent pics three. So that was very nice and turn around, and I didn't expect to be that.
Perfect. I posted in the wrong chat. I posted in the tech chat.
Hey, remember today I said, oh, we have 1 hour. Do you think we can make it? And already 21 minutes.
I know. By now, it should stop, right? The show should stop really by now. Because we keep
talking. Show should start right now?
No, by now we should have finished our show because it's already...
Exactly. But we always go 40 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I just posted my shoes in to all the Pride 48 people who knew that I love wearing heels. I can wear heels much better than the bell. Even more so now that you're pregnant.
You know what? I remember this. So when was our first time? Oh no, when we went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
For the Pride 48.
Yeah. I'm not gonna post James' picture. I'm just gonna post my picture.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine, because I thought, you know. Yeah. The
decoration one. Yeah.
Okay. I think in New Orleans, I think Joey asked like, "Hey, are you guys coming back for next one?"
Yeah.
Then I said, one Pride before New Orleans.
Yeah.
Right. Then Joey said, "Hey, are you guys coming back next one?" Then I said, "Well, if I'm not pregnant, I'm coming back, right?"
Oh, yeah.
Right. Then we went back because I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah.
Then I thought, well, you know, okay, I was hoping that I'm going to get pregnant soon, but it didn't happen. Then boom, it happened. So
boom.
boom, it happened. Yeah. But you know, pregnancy is very interesting.
Yeah, you said that you're gonna tell us about like the birth, the training, the birth training or something.
Yeah, so we are mandatory classes, and we had to attend like a childbirth class, breastfeeding, and in a newborn, whatever. So in order to use a hospital to do the delivery, right?
Uh huh.
So a childbirth class is all about natural labor.
Yeah.
So, and we saw like a videos and the stuff. The instructor just showed us video, and they
like a birthing video,
right? Birthing video. So you know, and I'm gonna have C-sections. Well, it's scheduled already. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it doesn't really apply. So I didn't really pay attention much, but I can see the video, right?
Yeah.
So, but it just like so like, oh my gosh, the way people like it suffered, right? It's just like, you know, somebody told me. That feeling that giving the birth naturally is like somebody pushed the watermelon from through a nose hole.
And actually, I'm like, the funny thing is in the chat room, somebody just posted an office clip of somebody of Dwight birthing a watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon. Yeah. So I'm like, are you? I just want to ask the person, like, have you really experienced the watermelon came out through your nose? I mean, you know, how do you compare that? But that much hurt. So then all video was like, you know, the women, you know, my mom was like, like they just baby didn't come and suffered 24 hours and the emergency C-section. I was like, oh, why am I going to do this? I'm not going to do this, right? So when I saw doctor, I said, doctor, I have request. Okay. I said, I want a C-section because I wish, I do not want to sweat when delivery baby. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to. I told her, really, I said, I don't want to sweat. I don't want to push. I don't want to cuss at my husband. And I just
You don't
want to
what,
like,
your husband?
Huh?
You don't want to what, your husband?
No, cuss at him.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, don't fucking touch me. Or like, you know, just fuck, right? That people do that. Like, they really show their real self, right? Like, fuck you. Like, why are you this? Whatever. Like, you know, so F and B and then S and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just horrible place. So then, well, in the video, like, this girl was like holding her daddy's hand instead of her husband. Her husband was revving her back, but she kept holding her daddy's hand, like, ooh, ooh. I'm like, ooh, kind of weird relationship. So we were like looking at, what is this? And then when the baby is out, like, people are selfieing, taking picture, and oh, like that. And then after that, like, you know, placenta, everything is kind of, they go deliver the placenta. And whenever, like, a little look like a sheet thing, like bloody sheet, like really like a paper thing came out. And the people were like, whoa, like, I'm like, wow, that's so weird. Anyway, so that's why I didn't want to do this. So when I met my doctor, way before, I said, doctor, so I don't want to sweat. I don't want to push. I don't want to cuss at my husband. And I just want to look pretty. And, you know, and then I want to have, like, the music playing, like, Circle of Life, like Lion King. that's my birth.
Oh, wait, wait. Do you want to, like, hold the baby up and play the Lion King song? No!
I want to do, like, a, yeah!
Is there a Japanese version of that? Is there a Japanese version of that?
No, I don't. I'm English is fine, but like manya 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 manya. I want to do that, right? Like, Circle of Life. That's what I want to do. That
Kichigai mom so said she said she had her scheduled C section with the twins, but was in labor, and they kept asking her if she wants a natural birth, and she said she was swearing at them to give her epidural drugs and give her the surgery.
Give her the fucking
epidural. And go video. Yeah. Oh my god,
so
that's funny.
Even though, like, you know, then according to the class, like, wait, C-section is a sad procedure. That's what they said. Uh-huh. Well, they didn't say wait, right? Because they're professional. But that's how I heard.
Can you imagine the video starting? Wait, you're about to have a C-section.
That'd be horrible.
But hello, I'm Dr. Smith. Wait, you're about to have a C-section. Hey, what is our show? Huh? Bell, what is our show?
Therapy?
Yes, in case you're new to Ding the Bell, we are back because of 2000 COVID-19. We are back to the podosphere. We are back now with regular... how regular do we post? Once every 2 weeks? Yeah. Once every two weeks, but before her childbirth or before her wah-wah C-section, you will... You will probably get like a little slight delay, but she is committed. She said, I don't care. I am going to post the show even after the baby's here. So we'll see.
Yes. But here's another way. My computer doesn't charge. So we have to wait maybe a couple of more weeks push. I can't do anything until I get the computer back.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
I know. Can you post it instead then this time, this couple of times?
Maybe. Apple's very fast. It'll come back in a week.
Well, you know, I'm waiting for the box to deliver.
Yeah,
deliver
it should come. It should come soon. It should come like in a few.
Okay,
days.
So then they said within 5. But good thing is it's gonna cover with Apple Care and Apple shit, whatever, everything, you know.
Apple
so
shit.
That's good.
Is that Apple the new shit, name so. For Apple Care?
Apple shit. So that's good. But wait. So it might be a little delay. But so yeah. Back to the C-section. Wait, C-section, sad procedure. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't think it's a sad procedure. It's my wish. And, you know, if I, then, you know, the video lady was like, I want to have a natural, and I couldn't even think. Well, I just want to say, women, your baby is wrapped, like the cord is wrapped around the neck. So, you know,
the umbilical cord.
Right, like the cord.
The umbilical cord, like, or the USB cord? Which one?
Maybe headset.
Oh, maybe it's wireless. Maybe it's wireless. It's Bluetooth.
Maybe
the Bluetooth.
Maybe the baby needs the earpod.
But anyway. Baby earpod. I love it.
But cord wrap around, or the other one is totally lost the fluid, right? So baby didn't survive if they didn't do emergency surgery. So they were hesitantly signed, like, what are we gonna do? I'm like, bitch, just which one you prefer, like healthy baby birth or just your baby's gonna die because of your decision or selfishness? You know, I'm just like, you know, just whatever. So that's why I was kind of like have making face when I was like, kind of face. You know?
Nessa said,
you were like, too bad.
Nessa in the chat room says, I'm living for the bell. Nessa, I miss Nessa.
Nessa.
You know, we haven't seen her for so many years.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Maybe 2000. Do you think you can leave your baby with James and then we go to Pride 48?
Totally, totally.
Wait, like 4 days without you? Yeah, 5 days without
Totally.
So totally?
You know, yeah, totally I can do it. Because, like, you know, he can use the formula to feed the baby.
Or you can pre-pump it. Do you want to talk about breast pumping? pumping? Is it called breast pumping?
Breastfeeding.
Milk pumping. I don't know what it's called, but
I think breast pump.
Yeah, breast pump. Yeah,
breast pump. I'm afraid for breastfeeding, so I don't want to. You know, if the straight women listening in this show, I don't want her to think I'm against all this beauty of natural birth or whatever. But I support that. Me, I just like.
Well, you have to make decision for yourself, right?
Exactly. I just like peaceful Lion King. You know, the moment Simba comes out, and that, you know, that the king of the world, and done. That's what I want. So, and breastfeeding is such a challenge, right? Because, you know, to me, before I have a baby, the breast is women, you know, the beauty place, right? It's very sexual. So I couldn't imagine baby's gonna latch to my breast.
I want to hear from a future podcast. You're gonna come back and update us on whether or not when you're breastfeeding, that does that feeling go away after when you're feeding your baby or pumping? I would want to hear that. That would be kind of
okay.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know, but a lot of women, it's very soothing, therapeutic, comforting. It's like watching baby, you know, sucking the milk and adorable. I'm like, I don't know. So, but, you know, when I watch the video to study and then like, baby must to latch correctly and latch to your nipple. Correctly.
It made me sound like those lock noise, you know, on your phone. latch on your
latch. Correctly.
If you forgot to put your correct password, it won't go. Your baby won't let go. Oh, it's like ow, what's the password? Wrong. Oh, you gotta wait 2 hours before you can retry.
You know, but the truth, if the baby latch wrongly, just kind of like, you know, just the top of the nipple, it's going to hurt so bad. And then like, you know, infection and all shit happen, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh. And then every 2 hours, you have to nurse the baby. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather hook the machine while I'm sleeping, just get the milk out from me, and James can feed the baby.
Well, you can have a better schedule. But the thing is, I think you'll probably, I don't know, depending on your genetics too, I guess, on your diet.
Yeah, true.
How much milk you're going to have. But you're supposed to keep trying, even if you don't have much, to keep the flow going.
Right. If you don't... if you don't pump or nurse the baby, produce that, you know, the system inside of little breasts, the system's gonna, the midget's gonna shut the
Bridget, shut the factory.
Yes, I shut down the pack factory, like a Charlie chocolate factory. Like, yeah, they're gonna, Oompa Loompa's gonna shut down the milk product factory. They're not gonna produce anymore.
Chocolate flavored milk would be kind of nice.
It's not gonna come out.
I'm gonna update you with the chat room. The chat room is super, super active. You guys are so sweet. Nessa said, do you, sweetheart, so just do whatever you want. And Lauren said, your body, your choice. And Teffy said, there's no wrong way to feed your baby.
So that's why. But I mean, you know, I decided to try it. Oh, and then like right after C-section, so I heard. So we can change the, you know, the two drapes between, like a blue one and then clear one.
Huh? So what are you talking about?
I went at the surgery. I'm partially numb, right? So I'm awake to the top.
Wait. Do they give you epidural or what is it?
Yeah. They give me epidural. So I don't feel any from waist down.
Uh huh.
So then, you know, I can't see anything while they're doing surgery.
Uh huh. Oh my gosh. Sorry. What? I just forgot that we're doing a live show. I mean, I remember, but I forgot to look at the time. Okay, we're fine.
We're fine, right?
Yeah. It's okay. It will automatically get cut off, but I just want to at least play the outro.
I don't want it automatically cut off when I said I'm like, so I touch myself, cut. But during surgery, we heard, like, you know, they're the two layers of like a drape, so like curtain. So we don't see anything, right? While they're cutting and moving my fat and moving my, you know, like blood or whatever. I heard about it. Like, they could move this, move that, move this, and they hear the baby out,
can
right?
You say, like, can you do some little liposuction?
Well, you know, my friend said, the husband, very brave, he peeked. I mean, to me, I can see those. I mean, to me, like, surgery thing is fascinating. So I can definitely see it, what's going on. So, but my friend husband was kind of, he peaked, right? He's supposed not to. And they were removing some of her fat. That's extra fat we don't need, chunk. So that's nice. But anyway, so I asked James, do you want to see the babies coming out? He's like, ew, no. I can't. I mean, my wife is like, you know, kind of cut and open. It's just too much. I can't see it. I said, no. They're going to just change the, you know, to clear one and baby's out so we can see it. And they'll shut the curtain to the color one so can't see anymore after that. And he's like, okay, then they're going to come. They're going to bring the baby to me to the skin to skin because, you know, naturally.
Oh, yeah, more yeah. They're going to put the baby on you, right? On your.
Yeah, on me. Then I was like, oh, my God, it's going to be bloody baby. His smell, is like it,
blood. A little dirty. Don't.
So I'm like, but they said, no, they're going to clean a little bit and then whatever. I'm like, okay, then, you know, so it's just like, it's going to be very interesting experience.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh. Yeah. So you got to stay tuned and please stay subscribed for more interesting after becoming
be so
a mom.
Yeah.
Do we and have to change our show name?
What? I'll think the bell at XX. No, Dingdabel 2.0, isn't it right now?
I think we've done 2.0 for so many times. We're probably like at 11 right now.
11?
Like like Apple. We're like the WWDC. We're now Mac OS 11 now. Big Sur.
Hey, our 200. That 200.
Oh my gosh, yes. Is it, when is it?
200th episode is coming.
Is it this one?
No, after two show posted, then I think because we are.
Wait. What about this one though? Is this a 200th show?
This is 2000.
Wait. Are you sure? Is this COVID 200?
This is COVID 200 show.
Wait, is this because our 200th show?
No, wait.
Count.
I posted 197.
Count.
We have 198 come in, 199 come in.
Yeah.
If you post this one, this is the 2000.
Oh my God, how appropriate! This is show 2000. No, not 2000. 200. Wow, this is show 200. 200 or 2000? What is it? 200.
200.
Ding the bell number 200 is with the Pride 48 family. Pride How appropriate. 48.
Exactly. And I'm having baby.
Yes. Oh, Taffy said the new show's name is going to be Ding the Belly.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it's going to be Ding the Baby.
Show 200.
200.
Wow. And that's it. Remember I said once we hit 200 we can stop.
Oh, are we done?
We're done. This is our final finale episode. Thank you for listening.
But maybe we should ask Chatler. We should just leave at this. Then we should
we
come
stop
back
at a high point right now and then be done at show 200 and then and that's it.
You know, but
maybe showroom. I said chat room. I said showroom. Maybe chat room. Chat room does not care. But they did say they love our laughing, though. They love. So the bell is so funny. Every time she talks, she makes me laugh.
So Jane, you know, Hawaii said, "You guys are doing so good, and I enjoy it because they're posting like you know, kind of pre." What is that? P word. I can't say P word. Periodically? Periodically?
Periodically.
Periodically. So anyway,
yes.
So she can listen. So we have listener back.
Eggong too periodically. So it'll be like but you know, I have a feeling, I don't know how true that is, but knowing how stubborn the bell is, she'll probably still wanna do it.
I wanna do it.
because you know, frankly, when we do the show, and I'm sure the chat room can, you know, attest to that we're not doing this for the show. We really enjoy doing this because we enjoy the conversation. We're just recording it. It's an added bonus that when there's like a community of you guys out there supporting us and be part of the conversation, that makes it even more special. Because frankly though, I would probably do the same thing even if we don't post our shows. I mean, we don't record it, but we'll have the same conversation regardless.
Right. We're kind of like we're chatting here, right?
Yeah, we're just catching up. And sometimes we're like, oh, well, let's not talk about it. Let's save it for the show because there'll be more.
Yeah. So I guess we just keep on going, I guess.
that's it. Oh my God, I almost peed laughing. Oh my gosh, I'm going to ask you. So a lot of pregnant women sometimes commented that when they laugh, the pee would come out because the baby is pressing on the bladder. Wait, there's no, women has no bladder. women do have bladder. Women do not have prostate. Oh, what am I thinking? I'm so dumb.
Women don't have frosting?
What did you say? Prostate.
Yes. Prostate
is like the man only has that. Women do not have prostate.
Oh, it's just like a bald?
It's not the balls. It's the part that produces sperm.
Okay.
So it's like the man's womb. And then it's our ovary. And then the
man's ovary.
So women. Oh gosh! So the chat room is laughing. The chat room is
calling men's ovary. Then
I just saw Lauren's comment. So they're laughing at us. They're laughing at me that I said women has no bladder. So they were laughing, and then you say frosting, and Lauren said we don't have frosting. That's on the funfetti cupcakes. Oh my gosh, this is so fun. Oh my gosh, and you don't laugh too hard. Wait, so by the way, do you get does the baby press up against your bladder when you laugh and it makes you pee?
You know what? It's true. I heard that pregnancy can pressure the baby can kick whenever baby kick too much, then it can pressure the bladder. Uh-huh. So then it leak, right? But I'm not, I mean, I might be like when I go like 36 weeks, 37 weeks or whatever, I'm still on 34. I feel like I have to go bathroom. I go bathroom a lot.
So you just need to pee. Yeah. You didn't like record halfway as we're laughing and then you realize, oh, there's a puddle of pee on your chair.
Well, you know, not yet. I never made a mistake.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, not yet. So we might, but maybe, you know, my muscle down there is strong.
Oh, yes. So yeah.
Maybe that's why, you know, I'm kind
of... Wait, Lauren just said you got to do your Kegels. Is it called Kegels?
So like, yeah, how do you know Kegel exercise?
Well, it's a chat room. I know Kegel. Kegel is like you kind of like as if you're holding your pee, right? Like
kind of like a squeeze exercise.
Squeeze your vagina muscle?
Yeah, vagina muscle, but that's good for. And then
it's good for
I
what?
I did a little bit, but, you know, I
it's
just
good
didn't
for what?
Good for...
just regular vagina health? Like vagina, it's kind of like it's kind of like going to the gym for the vagina, right? It's like lifting
weight
for the vagina.
Exactly, like baby birth, it's probably good for the pressure of the muscle. I don't know why, because once I decided to do C-section, I didn't pay attention to any of like, oh, this is you should do it. This is good for you. I'm like, I'm not gonna do this, whatever. So you know, I didn't do a lot of stuff. So, but you know that maybe my you know down there muscle is tight, stronger.
Oh.
So maybe that's why I haven't leaked yet. But tell you what, I never fart in front of my husband because I thought, oh, you know, I don't want to be like a fart at each other kind of couple, like, right? That's not really like sexy, right? Oh, once I got pregnant, so gassy whole time. I mean, I can't hold it, and it's gonna affect
I heard
health.
That's very true for a Japanese culture, that women, particularly women, but I think in general the culture, but particularly women, you are very careful so that you do not fart in front of anybody, especially your husband or...
Right. But it's okay to burp.
It's like okay to burp, but it's not okay to fart.
Not from the bottom, right?
Because to the point where sometimes I think, well, I don't know how true that is, but there were some men in Japan really thought that women do not fart.
Is he dumb?
Yes. Well, sometimes men are dumb. Like, I didn't know. I forgot whether or not women has bladder. That's dumb. Yeah. Taffy you know, said vagina gym. So, yeah.
It's a vagina gym. But, you know, really, like... Until I get pregnant, when I have to go fart, I really excuse myself to go in the bathroom.
Kitchen guy mom said we Japanese have powerful ninja bladder strength.
That's right. But you know, I couldn't hold it, but I kind of learned how to, you know, fart without making noise.
So wait, I have a trick too. I think farting, the noise sometimes comes from your butt cheek. So if you spread your butt cheeks, there's no resistance, and then it will just come out, right? Is that what you do?
No, I kind of lift one side up, and then like, you know, just to give a little more room to air kind of leak, you know?
Yeah, but I when you do that, it's still not spread wide enough, so I have to like spread one cheek.
Mine very success. I just
this is so TMI. Up. This episode is so TMI.
So TMI. But anyway, now I mean,
Lauren said this is the best show ever. Never stop this episode, Taffy.
But you know what? Now, like you know, James can hear. He's in the study room. And I'm in the bathroom. I go like that, and then he's like, he goes, hey. I mean, when we're sleeping, I gotta go. I mean, I can't hold the gas because it's gonna hurt my stomach. So I'm just.
Oh, like let it out like one at a time, a little slow fart, a little fart.
Yeah, sometimes like my dog jump too because it's so loud. He's sleeping and like I go and he kind of jump. I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy.
So what is the thing that you're most looking forward to becoming a mom?
I don't know.
yes. What do you mean?
I, you know, I'm like
right, you don't know what to expect yet, right? You're just...
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I have to go over the fear of breastfeeding first, right?
Oh, right. And so, okay. So what is the one thing that you... So one thing that you're the most, like, not looking forward to is breastfeeding?
But more to it, potty train.
Wait, you haven't even given birth yet. You're worried about potty?
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the potty train.
It's going to be a while. They almost will be almost 2 years old before potty train.
I know. I wish I could just send her like a potty train
you
camp.
Can send and just yeah, Matt, James would take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. But what about, like, you're not concerned about your C-section, but you're more concerned about your breastfeeding?
Yeah, I'm not worried C-section at all because my surgeon is excellent. I already have 3 surgeries, you know, with her. Mm-hmm. So she's great, right? And then like my scar will heal just fine, but I'm really concerned about breastfeeding, like how much I will like it, you know, just like.
Wait, you don't have to like it. You just need to do it.
I know, but you know, but baby have to latch to your breast like correctly. I know.
Latch. I wish I have that lock noise right now. Maybe
just
from
like a spaceship, right? Like
wait. The bell. Let me make sure that before we celebrate too much, is it really episode 200? This one. So if I give you this episode to post, you have 2 more episodes to post, and then you'll post this one. So we would have made it to 200. This show would be 200.
Just wait, because I'm gonna look Ding the Bell website. Then we will know for sure, right?
Yes, or you can look in theater and see if it's in.
Well, I don't have theater. Remember?
Oh yeah. Wrong. Let me look.
Are you making me feel bad again?
Oh no. I can do theater. I opened up theater, but you've been the one posting it. So.
Okay, wait. So I see Ding the Bell podcast. Okay, where's Ding the Bell? Ding the Lo Chien. Oh.
What?
Yeah. So we already posted 198.
Yeah, Tamago Mignon. So do we have 2 more episodes?
2 more. Oh, so this is 201 then.
Wait, why don't we post this one first then? You know?
We can still make this one 200.
I love how
right?
we just talk about how we want to post our shows right on the live stream.
right. So then let's do another one. Then 200, the pride, bam, right? Big
yeah.
hit.
Okay.
Then
okay.
another one, we have it. So then we will record more.
Oh, Egong is so sweet. Egong from Singapore just posted Tamago Mignon was number 198. They went to the website, did the research. For us.
Thank you. Yeah, so let's do that. This is the 200, COVID 200 episode.
So we have like about 7 more minutes. So just so you know, if there's anything that you want to say in our mile marker episode 200.
Oh my god, 1 hour already?
Can you imagine? Wow, can you imagine 1 hour already? Can you imagine 200 episodes already, given how many times we've taken off not doing
your
show?
I'm not done yet talking. Like, you know, we have so much more to talk about that than like.
Wait, but no, we can, because you know who's coming up? Enormous is coming up.
Oh.
And I think it's they're like long time listener, and they just started a show after going to Pride 48 last year, which we missed because of the convention. So we missed last year. So Enormous is coming up. So if once what? Because it's Enormous?
Ginormous.
Yeah, so they are coming up in about 7 minutes. Okay. So Enormous is Harley and KC, they're doing the live stream for the first time. I believe they started they started their own podcast after going to New Orleans last year, and then they started their own podcast.
So Enormous, do they live in Kansas City?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Oh, but one of the hosts' name is KC. One is KC, one's Harley. And they ride Harley bike.
Maybe kick.
Huh?
Hunt.
What was that? What did you say?
KC, kick. Count.
What? Kick gun?
Kick count.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Anyway, Enormous is coming up, so stay tuned for Enormous coming up in about five minutes. So I had so much fun. I don't know if we're gonna be after the C-section. I don't know whether or not we're gonna be hosting the show, but I guess I could take over since I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, just like, you know, during my maternity leave, just take over a little bit.
Your maternity leave? Maternity leave? How long is maternity leave that's legal? 3 months?
No. Maybe just a month also.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
We have to record it. So, but
why don't you prepare it? Why don't you just like set it already ready? Like produce, like all get all the stuff set, and then I'll just click publish. Send all the audio back to me.
I can
do it. I'm so lazy. It is so fun. It's so fun to have you do it because I don't have to worry about it. We just record and then you post. It was so nice.
If my computer's back, so let's just see how Apple shit works. You know,
that's true. So we'll chat. We'll take this offline, like the real people say in the business. We'll take this offline.
Right.
I'm hungry.
Me too. I'm hungry. Maybe it might be a couple of months because it's, you know, scar heals 6 to 8 weeks.
So you can't sit comfortably, probably.
Yeah, it's too much cool sitting up and down. So,
It's okay. But I'll take care of it. You've been taking care of the last several episodes. I can take care of the next few.
But then I think in the next 5 weeks, we have to record a lot.
Okay, so like to store up for during your maternity leave. Yeah, let's do that. I have fun.
Like maybe 6 episodes at least we have to have. Why are we talking business talk on the podcast?
I know, you're wasting our time.
I know.
We only have like 3 and a half minutes to do what we need to do on the live stream with the listeners. Oh, the listeners are so sweet. They say,
yes.
Oh, they live in Denver. So they tell us like Casey and Harley live in Denver.
Okay. Hey, did you enjoy to see that when James ate the diaper game, the chocolate melted in diaper looks like a poop?
They played a game yesterday at the party, at the baby shower, that they put different types of chocolate candy bar inside the diaper, and then they have to like taste it. You did not taste it, but you were good though.
I'm very good at the, you know, I can see, and then also like baby food taste, and my taste palette is really good. So is it palette?
Yeah.
So it's really good. So I can kind of identify the flavor. So it was, you know, I mean, baby food tastes good. So I don't feel bad giving it to the baby.
You should try like those like turkey and gravy. See if you like it. I want to report the chat room. The chat room says, Christian said, thank you for the laughter therapy, for the laughing therapy. And also Lauren said, thank you for making my Sunday a little bit brighter. Oh, that's so sweet. Nessa said, I needed the laugh. So great. Thank you. Oh, what time is it? Okay, we're still good.
5-5-5-5-3-5-5-5-8.
Yeah. So we should be wrapping up let's see, keep listening. We'll have some shows coming up and hopefully we will hear from the Bell when we record a new episodes that she can then report to us how the breastfeeding is going.
Yes, so adventure, right? New adventure.
Yeah, new adventure. Oh my gosh! Now I think we're gonna like stop, and then while we listen to Enormous coming up, we will eat. Yep. I'm so hungry.
Yep. I know. I'm gonna go eat too after this. It was so fun. 200th episode. COVID 200.
Yeah. Oh, it's arigato gozaimashita. The Bell. Arigato gozaimashita. Hollister Slave said that. Mike Lawson also said, had a great time. So good to spend time with you guys. Thank you. I know it's great. Hugs to you both. What?
Huh? No. 1 minute. You gotta wrap it up.
It's okay. It's so easy to wrap it up. I gotta figure out how long our outro is so that I can play at the right time.
Oh, because ding ding ding. It's like maybe 3 seconds.
Is it 3 seconds? I don't know. Oh, no, it's 8 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, so we like, you know, 10 till we will hit. Oh, it's almost there. So thank you, everybody, chat room. Stay tuned for Enormous. We love you. And it's always like a family spending time with you guys. So
yes.
Hopefully we will get to do this in person very soon, I hope. You know, that's going to be a vaccine, whatever. Anyway, anything you want to say to the chat room, Debel? Make it quick.
It's comebackable and it's so,
comebackable, yes, yeah, super comebackable. Okay, bye.
Come back. Bye. Ding, ding, ding.